You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some breaking news.
Somebody could have got killed up there. It was bad. It was terrible. You know what I mean?
We got Mario, the incline operator, who's now been a hero two times.
Yes.
Well, Matt, you apparently got his cell phone number.
That is correct.
And we're gonna we want to try to get Mario as our fifth. Remember we had Chris in a parking lot.
Yes.
Big Chris in a parking
yes.
lot a couple years ago.
Did.
We'd like to get a regular person to pick games with us.
Yeah.
We're going to reach out to Mario, the incline operator.
This would be enormous.
And see if Mario, the incline operator, will pick.
The cars are parked on the corner.
You can see it pull up
yes,
and reverse
and see if he'll
times.
Pick games
and
with us
this point,
year.
At some point, Fabiano says the weight caused the sidewalk to collapse.
There he is.
As he was backing up, his one tire got... He got stuck in that ditch over there.
All right. We're going to see if he wants to pick some football games with us every Friday. You're reaching out to him after the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh
that'd be incredible.
That just amped up Fridays during football season a little bit.
Hero Mario Fabiano of the Sharpsburg Fabianos. Yes. So.
A.K.A. Benny from Goodfellas who has to tell De Niro that Pesci's been whacked.
I can't wait.
What if he just obliterates us all in the picks?
There's a good chance.
Yeah.
I mean...
Would you be surprised?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't, actually.
Right.
If it's
he's
like going
to try
year.
To tease you down off of points. Watch.
Right.
Where are you getting that spread from? I got a different guy. I get a different number.
I got 3.5 right here.
Yeah. Huh? So reach out to him after the show, see if he'll be our fifth picker every week. All right, what's better? What game is better? The college game or the NFL game to watch? Do you enjoy Saturday or Sunday better? I go back and forth. I've gotten into the NFL more.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
It really depends on the time of year. It really does. October, I'll be honest, Saturday for me does more. For some reason, as it gets later in the year, especially once you get into the holidays, the NFL does more for me. Not just because the college game obviously comes to an end the first weekend of December, but after you get around Thanksgiving time, I like the conference championship games and all, but in October, early October, every team's still in it. Every team at least still believes they're in it. Every game, you've got every window from noon on Saturday all the way up through 11 o'clock and those West Coast games. I like Saturday better.
That's
earlier
really,
in the season.
Well, like this Saturday will do more for me than this
well,
Sunday.
Well, obviously, yeah.
but I agree with you up until like the first 3-4 weeks of the season especially. I'm full bore into college football. College football sometimes for me, the deeper it gets, the more boring it gets.
Yeah.
I'll watch the rivalry games.
We had this conversation around the national championship game last year. Remember back in January? No,
football?
Well, yeah, about both, really.
Right.
Because you have like 10 days in between the bowl games, and even if it's only a couple of days, between the bowl games and the national championship. And you've got all this buildup, and maybe you don't necessarily have a dog in the fight.
I love watching all day as like a passive watch of college football. I'll turn it on a couple TVs. I'll watch from noon all the way until midnight. But a single game is too damn long. Like, the college football game is 5 hours, 5.5 hours. NFL game, bang, they throw it in one window. Like, if you want to watch just one game, that's a better watch because it fits in a time capsule, in a window. It fits right in there.
You're not going to have a lot of Texas A&M LSU games that go 5 hours. In the NFL, I mean.
Right, correct.
So, you're right. The college football Saturday, again, from like noon until, say, 7 or 8 o'clock, especially when it whittles down to just a few games, is made for like one of those red zone-style whip-around channels.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got a million games going on, and maybe you've got your one team that you're paying attention to because they're your alma mater or the one team that you've always watched, but there's just so much going on, and it feels like college football season.
Right. Jim, what do you like better?
I like the NFL better, but it depends on the matchups.
Did you ever think you'd say that when you were growing up? Were you a college guy growing up, or were you an
Not
NFL
really.
Guy?
Not really. I wasn't really much of a football guy growing up. The Patriots weren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Giants, and then there was no college football except for that Notre Dame thing that they'd show on Sundays.
Well, I think people are tired of Clemson and Alabama. People are tired of the top-heavy. College has gotten so top-heavy, it's almost gotten like NCAA women's basketball, where there's like four teams.
Yeah, and you do get tired of being bludgeoned over the head with the SEC, the SEC, the SEC all the time, too.
Well, do you get sick of it's not just a Big 12 thing anymore, but that there's too much scoring? In college football, it's too easy to score?
Sometimes. So you know what? That's a pretty good point that you turn it on and every game's 38-35.
I mean, you want to see action. Oh, heck, 38-35 is a low-scoring game.
54-48 in the Big 12.
And those aren't even those overtime games, which would be kind of ridiculous.
That's just West Virginia-Baylor on an average Saturday.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of fun. But it depends. If you've got two really good teams, then it's compelling. The NFL, they do a pretty good job of, except for Thursday nights, of getting a good matchup. You can always find a good matchup. But then again, with college, is that it starts tonight. They've got them tomorrow this week and then Saturday. There's always a game on.
I'm more into the NFL right now than I've ever been in my life at 42 years old.
Really?
The product for me is I think it's as viable, it's as strong, and I know that it's as good of a watch as it's ever been for me.
I think part of that is we're in a great football town, obviously, but we always have a team to watch that we believe is in it, and then our NFL fandom tentacles out from there, right? We're Steeler fans, and because the Steelers are always in it, we're always NFL fans. I think if you live in a place like Tampa or Phoenix,
Tuscaloosa,
but if you're in an NFL market where you don't know if your team's going to be really a part of it from year to year, it's got to be much harder to be a fan of the NFL overall, I would think.
A big crossover market like Atlanta.
Birmingham.
Or Jacksonville. Yeah. Or somewhere like that you have an NFL team, but they're not great all the time, and you're in a college football heavy place. That's an interesting dynamic, too. You know, New Orleans. You know, what do you do there?
Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.